It is great to see you. Merry Christmas. Oh, you can do better than that. Oh, I know what has happened. Some of you already had some of these gatherings and you wore out, okay?
Let's add a little energy to that. Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, that is good. That is wonderful. Oh, let me share a few announcements with you if I could. Our women's ministry is going to be offering cooking classes for about 3 weeks in January, the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th at 2 o'clock. Some of you know some folks that need to be involved in this. This is basically some beginning cooking lessons. The class will be $25, which will include the classes as well as a cookbook and a kitchen starter kit. So you are invited if you would like to come, or you can invite your neighbors or friends to come and be a part of that. You can call it or email to make reservations
for it. It would be a really good last-minute Christmas gift.
It could be a Christmas gift to somebody as well, okay? Ask that you be in prayer for Grace House because they're looking for a new director. And they are also working during this season. There is a promotion, you might call it, $250 to buy a ton of food. $250. You can't do that at Kroger or Publix. So I encourage you during this Christmas season, if not the Grace House, to find some other way of being involved in a ministry that reaches out to others. Our Lottie Moon goal is $5,000. We are over $3,000, and we want to meet and surpass our goal of $5,000. So if you haven't yet considered giving, we hope that you'll pray about what the Lord might have you to give in toward this foreign mission offering. Wednesday is our prayer time here at the church at 7:30 in the morning in the library, as well as 6 in the evening in the fellowship hall. And yes, we are having prayer meeting this week. Next Sunday is a special Sunday. Again, our Sunday school will be at 9 o'clock and our worship at 10. But during our worship service next Sunday, which will be what? New Year's Eve. We're going to be celebrating the Lord's Supper, so we invite you to come. Looking a little bit further in advance, on January the 7th, our ladies' Bible study will resume at 4 o'clock on Sunday evening, afternoon, I should say. The book is Ephesians, Head Held High. So we invite ladies, if you would like to become a part of that, that'll be January the 7th at 4 o'clock. And on that same Sunday, we'll be having our deacons meeting at 4 o'clock as well. Inside your bulletin, you'll see there's some other announcements that go beyond that. But we'll emphasize some of those next Sunday. A new commandment I give you.
Love one another.
As I have loved you, you must.
Love one another.
By this, all men will know that you're my disciples if you.
Love one another.
Oh, by your love, all men. This community will know that you're my disciples. There's so many ways in which the Bible speaks as to how we're to love one another. I'm not going to go over them all this week because of our music program and all that is there, but we're going to add a new one this week. You might begin to sing, I just wonder how many there are, and it's all about loving one another. And think about what this would mean in the life of any church if we all did this. The scripture says in 1 Peter 5:5, clothe yourself with humility toward one another. Clothe yourself in humility for one another. It's not about me. I'm not important. You're important. When we begin to look to others more than we look to ourselves. Join with me in our scripture this morning as we begin. And it's so fitting. Share it with me if you would. For unto us is born, a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, some of you could tell me what translation of Scripture that is. What translation is that? King James. You know why? mostly because of a comma. A comma. And do you know where that comma is? Between wonderful and counselor. Most other translations would have that scripture reading, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Okay? Now, sometimes we're the ones that put in the verse numbers and some of the punctuation, but either way, it's a marvelous thing, isn't it? Yeah, he's wonderful. He's a wonderful counselor. He's the wonderful mighty God. He's the wonderful everlasting Father, and he is the wonderful Prince of Peace. And we've come to focus on that this morning, and we look forward to before, let me thank the ladies, all of you, for our instrumentalists and more, everybody, Barry, for everything that's been done. And we get to enjoy this now as we celebrate Christmas with some marvelous music. Listen to the words of the song, if you would.
We hear it in the voices of the hurting. We sense it in the brokenness of the world around us. Lostness is a blindness to the promise and hope of the gospel that leads to eternal separation from the Father. The world's greatest problem is lostness, and it's growing every day. 8 billion people living in 195 countries, speaking over 7,000 languages. Today, more than half have yet to hear the good news of the gospel. The vision God gives us in Revelation 7:9. A multitude from every nation, all tribes, peoples, and languages fuels our desire to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. But we must be willing to go further than we've ever gone before, to the very edges of lostness, where more than 3,000 people groups have no missionary presence and likely no access to the gospel. No one is engaging them. Together, we can change that. We know the love and hope and peace of the gospel. We know the way, the truth, and the life. We know the power of true redemption. We will not ignore lostness. We will not be silent. We will not stand still. From the Great Commission until the great multitude, we must unite in this great pursuit to reach every nation, no matter the cost.
Thank you all for joining us. This is First Baptist Church Christmas presentation, The Christmas Story. There will be some participation required from you. And I'm glad that Dr. Phil said the comma is in the correct place on the next slide. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Advent candle.
This Sunday, we meditate on the peace that Jesus brings not only to our heart, but to our lives, to our circumstances. Peace that is a gift from God to us, his children, who believe that Jesus is the prophesied Messiah. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you." This week, we focus our hearts on the Lord of peace, who came down from heaven in the form of a baby. God has given us the gift of peace so we can live joy-filled lives. Isaiah 9:6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." In our lives, may we follow the admonition of Scripture. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. As we experience peace in our lives, may we remember to be thankful for his gift. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Pray with me. Lord, would you bring your strength and peace to your people? Would your presence be felt by all who seek you in a powerful way in this Advent season? Turn, we pray, the hearts of mankind towards you. We also pray that the lost turn to find you and find an unshakable peace that nothing else in this world can offer. Amen.
Thank you. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Angela. Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God."
So this is how it was, a silent like I can. Heaven sent the one that we would call our Savior, and redemption began in a stable in Bethlehem.
The angel told her, "God has chosen to bless you. You will become pregnant. You'll have a son, and you're to name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David." But Mary asked the angel, "How can I have a baby? I'm a virgin." The angel replied, The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the baby born to you will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. As promised by the angel, Mary, although still a virgin, became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, being a just man, decided to break the engagement quietly so as not to disgrace her publicly. As he considered this, he fell asleep, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Joy has dawned upon the world, promised from creation. God's salvation now unfurled, hope for every nation. Not with fanfares from above, not with scenes of glory, but a humble gift. Son of Adam, son of Heth, given as a ransom, reconciling God and man, Christ our mighty champion. What a Savior, what a friend, what a glorious mystery, once a babe in Bethlehem.
Thank you. All of this happened to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Behold, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son. He will be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. This prophecy from Isaiah 7:14 was given 700 years before Jesus was born. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He brought Mary home to be his wife, but she remained a virgin until her son was born. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Angels great with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading.
Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
So bring him in. Gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him.
This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary.
That night, there were shepherds in the fields outside the village guarding their flocks of sheep. Stephen and Tasha.
Before we sing real quick, we were going to try to get some of the kids to do a song, but none of them were willing and wanting to do any music. So, but I did have one who did want to do a song, and I told him he could sing real quick and everything, because who doesn't love hearing a little kid sing? So, Ethan, go ahead and come on up here real quick.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año Felicita. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año Felicita. I wanna wish you Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. Dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appears and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His
thank you. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. But the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. Please join us in singing Joy to the World.
Sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven, heaven.
there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The angel continued, "This is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes." And suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host from heaven, the armies of heaven praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." Please join us in singing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Everybody stand,
please. You may be seated. The shepherds said to each other, "Come, let us go to Bethlehem and see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they hurried to the village, and they found Mary and Joseph. With them, baby Jesus was lying in a manger.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Ellen. The shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard their story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would not wound and daughters? Did you soon deliver you? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know
The shepherds returned to their fields and flocks, glorifying and praising God. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. At the same time came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him."
Thank you.
Herod was deeply disturbed by the question, as was all of Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law. "Where do the prophets say the Messiah will be born?" he asked. They replied, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" This prophecy, found in Micah 5, verse 2, was written 700 years before Jesus was born.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and silent prayer. I am frightened. Do you wonder as you watch my face if a wiser one should have had my place? But I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong. Help me be.
So Herod sent a message to the wise men, asking them to come and see. At this meeting, he learned the exact time of when they had first seen the star. Then he told them to go to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may go and worship him also." Go. After this meeting, the wise men went on their way, and once again the star appeared to them and guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them, and it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Time, and Lord of all, Lord, you will be.
Thank y'all. When it was time for the wise men to leave, they went another way because God had warned them in a dream not to return to King Herod. After the wise men departed, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother," the angel said. "Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod will try and kill the child." Please join us in singing Silent Night. That very night, Joseph left for Egypt, taking with him Mary and Jesus. They stayed there until Herod's death, fulfilling what the Lord had spoken through the prophet, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Herod was furious. When he learned that the wise men had outwitted him, he sent soldiers to kill all the baby boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, because the wise men had told him that the star first appeared to them about 2 years before. After Herod died, God's angel appeared in a dream to Joseph, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead." So Joseph obeyed. He arose and he took the child and his mother and he re-entered Israel. When he heard, though, that Herod's son had taken over as king in Judea, he was afraid to go there. But then Joseph was directed in a dream to go to the hills of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, "He shall be called a Nazarene."
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when they were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. He has come for us, this Jesus. He's the
unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. He has come for us, this Jesus. He's the hope of all mankind. He has come for us, the Messiah, born to give us life. All the angels sing alleluia. Jesus Christ is born. All the children sing alleluia. Jesus Christ is born. He has come for us, this Jesus. He's the hope of all mankind. He has come for us, the Messiah.
Thank you. Please say this well-known verse with me as this is the conclusion of our presentation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ Jesus when we were dead in our transgressions and sin. For it is by faith, by grace, that you've been saved through faith. As it was in the day of Jesus, there were those that accepted him and those who rejected him. And time has not changed. There are those today that accept him as the Messiah, the Savior, the Redeemer, and we enjoy the peace that has been spoken of, and we have the assurance of eternal life. And there are those who have yet to receive it. If you've yet to receive it, you have rejected it. But the good news is today you can receive Christ Jesus as your Savior. If that's the desire of your heart this morning, as we stand and as we sing, you have the opportunity to respond.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful.
Welcome.
To our musicians, a big thank you to all of them.
Amen.
And to all of those that sang during this beautiful worship, we thank you as well. Usually that goes unrecognized unless something goes wrong.